From the book of John, chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here in John chapter 14, verse 6, we see Jesus Christ giving an answer to all destiny. He doesn't say, I am a way, a truth, and a life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Speaking in the affirmative, that he is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. He is saying this to Thomas, to his apostles, and to all of us, for there are many that believe there are other ways, other truth, and other ways to everlasting life. And Jesus Christ giving the answer to all who seek a way, seek truth, and seek life. Number one, many individuals who believe there are other ways to salvation. Other religions that teach on other duties and things they must do, whether it be baptism, communion, joining a lodge, club, some secret order, or perhaps joining a religion or denomination may provide them a way of salvation. Individuals believing that as long as they try and work hard, there's a way to salvation. Scripture teaches in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, that we are saved by grace, through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Individuals believing that money is the way to salvation, that they can purchase their way to heaven. Scripture is clear that you can gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Other individuals believe that they are good enough to make it into the kingdom. Scripture teaches there is none righteous, no, not one. Scripture teaches all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number two, there are others that believe that there is another form of truth than the one proclaimed by Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate in John chapter 18, verse 38, stated what is truth. He did not believe the testimony of Jesus Christ and believed that others had truth beside Jesus. This is the same today, as many believe that their opinion is as good as someone else. More relativism, or situational ethics, or simply stated, what you believe is true and what I believe is true. There is no right and wrong. It's all based on the person's opinion or what they believe. Pontius Pilate was wrong then, and people are in error today. Pontius Pilate said on multiple occasions about Jesus Christ, I find no fault. Jesus Christ told the truth, and there is only one absolute truth. Jesus Christ speaking the words of truth, that he that believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Number three, there are others that believe there's other ways to everlasting life. Jesus Christ, the second person of the divine Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ came down from on high, wrapped himself in a body to die for the sins of the world, and rose from the dead that he may grant everlasting life to those that believe. John chapter 11 teaches the words of Jesus, where he teaches, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. An empty grave there to prove that our Savior lives. And no man cometh unto the Father but by him. Many may say there are many paths to God. Many may say that all religions lead to God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And those that believe on him by faith, trusting that his shed blood would atone for their sins, trusting that they admit that they are a sinner, believe that he died for their sins and rose from the dead, and call upon him for salvation, have their eyes opened, and the joy of forgiveness comes upon them, and the guilt that laid heavy on their shoulders is removed, and they are born again and partakers of everlasting life. Scripture in the book of Romans underscores this teaching in chapter 10, for it states, if thou shalt believe the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.